Name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Sandy. Miles, I've got a problem. I'm not a resident in the USA. I've got the collection for the Eagle Moss to build the DB5, the 007 James Bond DB5. And I'm now short four issues. Well, I'm actually short three issues. The fourth issue that I want is the cover. And there's no ways of getting it in South Africa. I was communicating with Britain at one stage, and then they've stopped the collection there as well. I know you don't ship to outside of the USA. I did speak to a lady by the name of Volatory in September. She was going to try and escalate it to see if there was a way that I could arrange for a courier to pick it up, you know, from your offices or something, but nobody ever came back to me.
You would have to have a mailing location in the United States.
Yeah, well, I don't have one. And, you know, like I say, it's only four issues that I'm short. I'm actually only three issues short. The fourth one is the cover. You know, so it's not an ongoing thing. It's just like once off. I do have friends in South Africa also that are battling with a few issues that they're missing. So, if there's a way around it, we could try and order on a more regular basis. But for now, all I need is these four issues. It's not an ongoing thing. I don't know if it can be escalated in any way. I don't know if you've got courier companies that I can pay the courier company and then they collect it from your office and then mail it to me. I don't know. Is there no way around it?
Can you provide the last name associated with the order?
The last name associated. I haven't ordered it because it tells me that they don't ship outside of the USA, so I haven't ordered it.
Okay, so if you haven't placed the order, then you could try ordering from one of the international Eagle Moss websites, but I don't see South Africa as an option.
Yeah, there isn't. I've looked on the international web pages. At one stage, Holland still had, but they stopped the collection, and the UK has also stopped the collection. So they tell me that the only place that does have the collection is the USA. As I say, this is a once-off thing. It's not a regular basis, and obviously I would pay for it up front. Can this not be escalated that somebody can find a way around, you know, to just let us get these four issues?
I mean, I really don't think that we're going to be able to do it, but I could ask my manager. What are you needing?
I'm needing issue number 69, 83, 85, and then 86, which is the cover. But, I mean, if it's an issue, I don't need the cover. But to build a car, I need 69, 83, and 85.
Okay. And I thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, my manager said, no, we do not ship to South Africa.
It says that on the website. The head office is in... There must be a way that I can just get hold of these three issues because I can't get it anywhere else. I've tried Patchwork Collections. I've tried the Eagle Moss shop. You know, they don't have. They've got all these little figurines and whatever. So, and I don't know anybody in the United States. It's not an ongoing thing. So it's not like I'm asking, you know, for them to send me the whole collection all – 86 issues, like every fortnightly. It's just once off.
I understand. My manager said, no, we do not ship to South Africa. South Africa has its own Eagle Moss branch, and only they can ship to South Africa.
No, they don't have that. This branch, the Eagle Moss South Africa, shut down a few years ago already. There isn't one in South Africa.
Oh.
There isn't one. And I was trying to get it through the UK branch last year, and they've also shut down this division or this section that does the car. I don't know if they have another branch still open, but the one that does the car, they've definitely shut that down also. They say the only place that does have it is the USA. That's why I'm asking, I'm pleading desperately. I'm 3 issues short from building the car, and I just can't get it. I've been trying to phone everybody that I've known.
I apologize, ma'am.
No.
Well, the only other thing I can think is maybe if you could use social media to, you know, maybe make a friend in the United States that could ship the order to you.
Yeah,
I mean, I really don't know.
Social media. Yeah. Do you not have a division where they can, you know, for unusual circumstances where there's maybe problems or where they've, I don't know, where they can maybe try and help with this? Like I say, I will be paying for it up front, so it's not like you're going to lose anything. You know, you tell me it's going to cost so much, I pay for it, then you ship it off, and then, you know, it's not like it's going to cost the company anything. You know, I'm paying for the issue. Yeah.
It looks like you could go to EN-Z like zebra, A like apple, .eaglemoss.com. Or no, that's for collections. That's not the shop.
That's just for the collections.
There's the 1ttall.co.za.
Sorry, one?
It's wanted all. Oh, that's what it is. Wantedall.co.za. That's listed on the internet as being somewhere you can order Eagle Moss products from in South Africa.
So how do you spell it? Is it wanted, like spelled?
Yeah,
wanted
it all .co.za. I mean, that would be something that you would want to look into on your own, whether or not you feel that it would be safe to order from that website. I don't know that website. I cannot endorse or give my approval of that website. It's just something that says Eagle Moss Online for South Africa. It says buy Eagle Moss from wantedall.co.za. Not finding the Eagle Moss products in South Africa you're looking for, then you found the right place to shop online. But again, I don't know anything about their legitimacy. Maybe they have a customer service phone number you can call to verify their legitimacy.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've tried. I don't remember this name, but I've tried. There was one or two other websites that popped up. And all of those websites have got little figurines in that. They don't have the DB5. I promise you, I've been trying since March 20. It's almost a year now that I've been trying. 11 months I've been trying. I've explored every avenue. The only place that's left is, you know, you guys, which I know you don't ship to South Africa. And this isn't an ongoing fortnightly thing. That's why I'm saying, is there no way that you can actually escalate it? I know your manager said no, but can you not maybe speak to him again and see if there's any possibility? Like I say, I'll pay for it all up front. It's just such a pity. I'm so close to finishing the car, and I can't get these 3 issues.
I do apologize, ma'am.
Do you have a shop in the USA that I can maybe phone them direct?
Not that I'm aware of. You would only contact us for customer service.
Yes, yeah, you see.
You may be able to order the issues from eBay.
eBay, you don't know who you're buying from, and it's just, they're charging like horrific prices, and not everybody is reliable also. It's people that have bought the issue that they then try and resell it on eBay. some of them have had, where they've had to get the issue again because there was a problem with it. So I've read people that have been putting that the car color isn't the same, and you know they've had other problems. That's what I'm saying. You guys are the head office, the main branch, the main whatever. Surely there must be a way of helping people. Like I say, it's three issues. I know your manager says no, they don't ship to South Africa. I read that on the website, and I've been trying every other avenue. Is there no way that we can try and escalate it? Is there no way that he can try and make a plan? Is there no way that he can go higher and try and see if there's a solution? Because surely that's what customer service is there for, is to find a solution.
I understand. But if my manager is saying no, then when it's escalate, because you got to realize the chain of escalation. So if you escalate something, then it would go over to supervisors. Yes. And supervisors would review it. And if the supervisors can't do anything about it, they're going to go to the manager. And if the manager says no, then that's where it stops.
Yes.
Because if the manager could, if there was anything that we could do for you, the manager would say, what we'll do is we'll do this. But the manager said, no, there's nothing we can do. Eagle Moss has its own branch in South Africa that would have
but
that can ship to there.
You see, that's why your manager said that, is because he thinks that there's a branch in South Africa. But please, can you not speak to your manager again and tell him to look into it? There isn't a branch in South Africa. If there is, okay, can you let me know of it? Because it has closed down a few years ago. There isn't a branch in South Africa. That's why I'm saying, he says, no, you can't ship to South Africa because there's a branch in South Africa, but there is not a branch in South Africa. So there is a margin that there might be a way of them coming around it, seeing as there isn't a branch in South Africa. I'm just saying, please, can you not explore another avenue to see what you can do for me, please?
Let's see here. Maybe this has its different customer service phone number.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, this is a different phone number that you'd want to call. So let me give you this phone number.
Okay. Yes,
I have 002-710-10.
Yes.
95301.
Okay. And is that Eagle Moss now, South Africa?
That's Eagle Moss, South Africa. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I ask you a favor? Is there any way that you can dial that number to see if it is operational, if it's working? Because I don't know when last this has been updated, but like I say, Eagle Moss is no longer in South Africa.
Well, I mean, I got that from the Eagle Moss South Africa website. At the bottom of the page, it says copyright Eagle Moss 2021. So based on that information, I would understand the webpage to be, very up to date.
Okay. Okay. I don't have the numbers. I've been phoning. Let me try this number tomorrow, because over here, we're 5 hours ahead, so it's already 10:30. It's closed. So let me try this number in the morning, and if I don't have any luck, I'll phone back.
But and also,
definitely, I know that they're closed. Yeah.
If you go to EN, so that's EN like English, so EN-Z like zebra, A like apple, .eaglemoss.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on Terms and Conditions. And then on the Terms and Conditions page, you can read in the section, it says who we are and how to contact us. And then it says, if you're a subscriber, please email eaglemoss at dbfactory.co.uk or call us, and then have a phone number.
Yes.
And then it says, if you're buying just one product, please email shop at eaglemoss-service.com or call us on 440-1425-462-857.
But that's the UK, and the UK is closed. They're not doing this anymore. The UK branch is closed now also.
That doesn't seem correct.
And you know, on the Facebook pages also, people are complaining because they've been left. They're not even finished with their collection, and they can't. They've been told that they don't know if it will start up again or not.
Well, some of the collections have come to an end.
Yes, well, that's probably why they've stopped it, because they've stopped with this collection. They're not going to carry on with it.
Well,
that is why I'm saying these ones, they're not. The only place where it's still running is in the USA, and I can't get hold of those parts.
Well, I apologize, but we don't have any way to ship to South Africa.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I'm saying, you know, your manager says, no, we must go through to South Africa, but the South Africa one can't help us. That's why, you know, if they've shut down that division, they're not doing it anymore, or the whole Eagle Moss is closed, we can't get it from South Africa. That's why I'm saying... Maybe your managers are not aware that we can't get it in our country, and I have tried the UK also, and they also shut down. Okay. So there's no way that I can actually open up a query where they can maybe try and see if they can try and help?
No, ma'am. There wouldn't be anything more that we can do at this number.
Okay.
I apologize.
The number that you gave me again. Okay. All right, Miles, thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that's all. Thank you, Miles.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and I do hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.